Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, cloudy, windy, a shower in spots, a low of 59. The Wisconsin Counties Association and Wisconsin County Highway Association are leading an interactive transportation town hall tonight at 7 o'clock in 71 of the state's 72 counties, joined by the Wisconsin Towns Association and the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. The goal is to generate support for solving the state's transportation shortfall. Racine Mayor John Dickert indicates moving people around to help the local economy would seem to be a no-brainer, but funding reductions, including from the state, have caused hardship.
It's getting harder and harder to provide three shifts to our industrial parks, and we can't now because we've had so much bus money cut. So we're trying to make the public aware of the importance of transit, especially mass transit. You cannot survive and you cannot keep doing what we're doing and make it affordable. You simply can't do it. There are less people driving, there's more need for mass transit, and there's more need for getting people to the jobs that are available to them that they can't get access to right now.
Meeting attendees tonight will include county, city, village, and town officials, as well as members of the public. The Racine County meeting will take place at the Ives Grove office complex, while in Kenosha, it's at the city's municipal building. The scheduled reopening of State Street and Northwestern Avenue in Racine tomorrow is being delayed for about a week because it's rained too much lately that pavement markings have been delayed and because the needed signs for the revamped traffic pattern with two roundabouts have yet to arrive. City engineer John Rooney says they lost a couple of days with the rain. The pavement markings especially important with this project because of the two roundabouts at Spring and West Streets and Dalbert and High Streets, but also a bicycle lane. The signs to help motorists navigate the roundabouts are also important for reopening what is normally a busy stretch of main thoroughfare in and out of the city. The entire project, Rooney points out, is still more than a month ahead of schedule. The new 142,000-square-foot Aurora Health Center in Burlington will open to the public on October 17th. In advance of the opening, Aurora Health Center Southern Lakes will host an open house this Saturday for local residents to tour the building and meet the doctors who will be working there. Aurora announced plans for the new facility in January of 2014. It will house 40 physicians along with surgery and cancer centers. The total cost of the project is estimated at $82 million. In a statement, Lisa Just, the president of Aurora Health Center's Western Racine and Kenosha counties area, said the new center will bring more health care options to residents throughout the region. The Mount Pleasant Village Board has approved a proposal by South Shore Fire Chief Robert Stedman to bid on a used ambulance instead of purchasing a new one next year. At this week's Village Board meeting, Chief Stedman said the new ambulance would cost $220,000, and the funding is included in the department's proposed 2017 budget. But he recently became aware that a 2004 MedTech ambulance is being sold through a bidding process. Stedman said it could replace the last ambulance that was in the former Sturtevant Fire Department's fleet. He said the used unit is very similar to what the department is using now.
It has a modular ambulance box that is very similar to the vehicles that we remounted in the last 2 years. The used ambulance will be sold to the highest bidder, and we are requesting approval from the board to attempt to purchase this vehicle through the bid process.
Stedman told the board his department has been very satisfied with the remounts done on the other department ambulances. The remount would cost between $130,000 and $140,000, saving the two villages a substantial amount of money. The Mount Pleasant board unanimously approved the request to bid on the used ambulance. Governor Walker will start his day tomorrow with a live Facebook question and answer session. Before the event begins, questions can be sent to facebook.com/GovernorScottWalker/. Governor Walker is always looking for new ways to connect with the citizens of the state. And this Facebook Live Q&A presents a great opportunity to do that, according to a statement from spokesman Tom Evenson. Facebook started the live video streaming service for public figures in August of 2015 and then made it available to the general public in January. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.